Yeah, and you could also tell him too, like, hey, every new outfit he buys, she could give him extra special bonus sex.
Oh, there you go.
Whatever he wants.
And once you're married 20 years, that's called sex.
It's called anal. Not if it's on a Tuesday. What's sex on a Tuesday?
Can I take hey, honey, can I take my any sexual act I want voucher and trade it in to watch Thursday night football? Is that possible?
Is it transferable?
That's called sex.
Welcome to Bad Counsel, where Greg, Tim, Katie, Bert, and Mike freely give advice to their listeners' questions. Now let's be clear. These five are in no way qualified to give any advice. So, take it or leave it. Consider that your disclaimer. Now, on with the show.
I know, yeah, I just, but I am convinced that Bert is a spy, and that I think, you know, he conveniently, you know, has these trips that come up. He goes around the world.
I have too many stupid tattoos to make me identifiable, though, right?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. If your cover story is that you're like a dopey kind of man child, you know, hipster doofus,
right?
I mean, you're nailing it. You know?
Yeah, well, right, you know, right.
Here, you'll love this one. Michelle Buss was busting my balls today, right, earlier today. She's like, so are you going to get another one of your charm bracelet tattoos? I was like, fuck you. That's pretty funny.
Charm bracelet. We have
the first, you know, we're going to try to compile a top five choices.
Awesome.
We have somebody sent in the first suggestion for the tattoo that you get. So,
are you allowed to tell what it is?
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know if we want to get to it now or later, but it was from one of our most avid listeners, Gary, and basically he's, you know, this isn't the worst tattoo idea, actually, of some of the ones that I'm hoping we get. Like, you know, he was like, between, you know, the sex and the drugs and the perversion, you know, that Bird is pretty much, you know, like a wasteland. You know, he's toxic. He's a biohazard. So Gary has suggested that you get the bio symbol for biohazard tattooed.
That's pretty terrible. That's pretty dumb.
Wasn't
that's
one of
compared to what I'm hoping we get?
Right, wasn't my ass
pretty dumb?
Yes, exactly.
It's the second one, right? The first one was the taint tattoo. I have no idea. When I said taint tattoo, balloons just floated up.
Tim's computer's programmed that anytime he says taint tattoos, balloons are released. That's how the local children know to stay safe and clear. Tim's house.
Taint tattoos. I don't know. That's right. Exactly. It's a warning. But the other thing is, Bert specifically said the last show that the tattoo cannot be anything that would harm him, or maybe this is on the text string, at a sex party. And I would think a biohazard symbol might.
No,
put some. No, you don't think.
Yeah.
Would you slide it into somebody who had a biohazard
in what way, Tim?
Tattoo right near the area you were sliding it in? Bert?
Only if it was Katie.
Oh, boy.
I think an ass cheek is probably the appropriate place, even though, and it's going to get a lot of visibility for reasons I've said in other shows. But, you know, I also thought, you know, right above your, like, right above your groin area would be good too.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, that way. But that's not part of the plan, man.
I'm just editorializing.
Yeah,
that's all.
That would be a bad tattoo to get.
Yeah, that would be.
But at least Gary got us going, right? So
Gary
we got
Erica
and Gary.
Yeah, like, that's the seed, right? That's the seed freaking move, right?
Yeah. That's the bar, people. Yeah. Listeners, try to beat
there
that.
It is.
God, please. I mean, my hope is that at the end of this, that you have five choices and the biohazard is the runaway winner for what you choose to get. I'm a little bit irked with Gary that he's given you something that, you know, wouldn't look that bad objectively on a person's body.
Yeah.
You know?
Is there a rule? Well, I guess we haven't, is there a rule that I can only have to have this for a year or something like that before I get
it? No, listen, this is all voluntary, you know, so, you know, whatever, you know, all voluntary. If there's no five good ideas, then that's the end. So come with good ideas.
Probably. I would get that.
Yeah, that's nothing.
I would get it. Yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
I know I get 3 inches though. That's pretty big for
I just thought of a fun. I just thought of a fun addendum to this game. So we get the five finalists, and it's your choice, Bert. You know, your choice. But collectively, the other four of us get to eliminate one of the choices. So if somebody, in other words, if somebody sends in like a softball, like something like real easy for you to get tattooed, that you
we veto.
That collectively, we can like veto it. One
hopefully
idea.
There's more than just five. Hopefully there's like a dozen or so, right?
Well, yeah. Okay. Fair. Yeah.
Right. I like that. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, all right. I'm an idiot.
Right. So was Michelle advocating for a charm bracelet tattoo, or is she just making
a
comment?
That like
all of his tattoos are like charms.
A charm bracelet tattoo. Yeah.
Little sun, just
teddy bear holding a toy box. Yeah. Listeners, that might be a good one if somebody wants to use my idea. Teddy bear holding a toy box on his ass. Let people try to figure out what that means.
I make up some story about like my kid who died of leukemia or something like that.
Yeah. Or you lost your virginity when the Land of Misfit Toys was playing in the background. Yeah,
right.
Or you see your honeypot as a toy chest.
Where's the bear coming?
Bears. Well, yeah, I mean, there's that. Bears, you know what I mean?
He's a furry.
You know what they sometimes refer to the opposite of twinks as, honey, or bear.
Or bears, yeah. But yeah.
Listen, I'm going to get this out there.
Not a bear.
Exactly.
The winner.
No, he's a bear holding a toy box. He's the toy box.
Yeah. The twink inside.
Honest to God, whoever the winner is has to produce the $100.
Twink in a box.
$100, the donation
Bert,
received.
Don't
right?
worry about that. Even if the person
you're
going to
fucking pay it.
I'd pay it.
$100. Fucking A.
Yeah. Why did you set your price so low?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was only $100 to choose a tattoo for you.
Well, the fucking thing, the tattoo's going to cost $200, right?
I'll pay for it. I don't care.
Money will not get in the way of this, right? You know, we'll have a Patreon drive, right?
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Help fund.
Exactly.
Yeah. Help fund the tattoo.
Gary, Erica, you know, rally everybody.
Garica, you know? Yeah, it is nice that they stepped up. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, Goose, you are kind of like a bear, right? You said you have a hairy chest. You said it's really, right?
His children are listening. Oh.
Where are you going with this, Tim?
He told us that in confidence. Yes. In Port Charlotte.
Yeah, from the eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're built like a bear.
Yeah, no, but from the eyebrows down, I'm very hairy.
Kind of like a bear.
Kind of like a bear.
Yeah.
I'm gummies like a bear too.
Yeah, no shit.
Do you ever see that movie Cocaine Bear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys actually see that?
Oh yeah.
Yes. It's so good.
No.
It's very good.
I have not.
No. It is actually a really good movie. Like
really?
It is a fun movie.
It
yeah.
Is.
It's not. It sounds stupid.
But it's stupid. You could have fun with it.
It's a true story, though. It's based on a true story.
Yeah, but
yes, it does.
They really took some liberties.
yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I did.
Which makes
that.
It entertaining,
yeah, right?
No, it's
the bear had a straw. I don't think that happened in real life.
It, huh?
You guys have to watch it. Just get obliterated and watch it.
Get some, it's some sativa in your system and have some fun.
Yeah, like, you know, only like 2.5 to 5 milligrams because you're lightweight
for you,
drugs
Bert,
on that.
Because you're delicate. You give us children's doses of happy pills.
Oh, shut up.
No, they were clearly child doses.
So really,
I didn't feel a thing. I'm not going to say what
the happy pills
were. We're just going to call them happy pills. But I was nervous. I was actually researching.
Yeah. I wouldn't give you. I gave. Okay.
No, I wasn't worried that they were dangerous.
They were tested.
No, I'm not worried about that.
We knew they were tested.
It's been a long time since I've done like a hallucinogen. You know what I mean? I kind of know what to predict when I put certain chemicals in my body at this point. So this was unpredictable. So that was the source of my nerves, because I've had some bad experiences with things that I wish I hadn't, and I didn't know how long exactly it would last. But the point is, I was nervous, and I did it, and then I was like, okay, here, it's going to be so crazy. But it was
an hour. Nothing happened at all.
An hour and a half. Nothing. We're still
nothing.
At the hour and a half mark, we each took two gummies and vaped for a little bit. And then
still nothing. Different?
No, we noticed that we got weed high.
Felt high. I mean, I felt pleasantly high.
Yeah.
But I mean, and I, you know.
And then we took a nap.
Who's to know what is one part? Yeah.
Was that was three, like, how many hours after was it?
Like 3 hours. Yeah. I was like, here, scratch my arm.
So that is the standard dose weighed out, right? So that's interesting.
For children, right? Yeah. Those are like children's time.
For adults.
Well, I did go online to find out why certain people aren't affected.
Yeah.
And they said, like, if you have ADHD, that your brain works differently, so it doesn't release as much serotonin.
Well, yeah, they are happy pills, but I realized that my thinking when you told me that Greg was like, it's a happy pill. So giving that to like a 50-year-old Irish guy is like throwing a daisy in the mob.
Yeah. It's like when your school nurse was like, would you like a Sucrete? You know, it's like, somebody just kicked me in the face in the playground, lady. You offer me a Sucrete? Come on.
I mean, they had to up my ketamine to 800 milligrams to get anything.
Oh my God,
so that's
really?
That's my dose.
Yeah.
So I think three of those happy pills.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we'll try again at some point.
Yeah. Yes, we'll try again. Try again. I wonder if I'm a bad parent, because right before I did it, I called Carly and I was like, "Hey, what are you
guess
up to?"
Guess what?
Because we just
she
did.
Was like, "Oh, I'm hanging out with my friend." I was like, "Oh, Katie and I just took happy pills," and she was like, "Oh, really? Wow!" And I was like, "I probably shouldn't be saying this when you have your friend on speaker. Like, this kid's going to go home and be like, yeah,
cool.
Carly's dad called.
Cool. Yeah,
confessed that he was
Carly's
doing
got
drugs
the coolest
to her.
Parents.
But it was a nice thought. I it's the thought that counts.
Well, I know, honest to God, I'm very surprised at that outcome. But okay,
yeah, okay, live and learn.
Yeah, live and learn. Yeah. Bummer. When you have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, I was pleasantly high. And I, you know, I'm sure some of that is attributable to the happy pills. But like, we had we on our giant screen in our bedroom, we had like, you know, trippy, you know, like a Floyd Laser show at Buell Planetarium, Bert, and Buell like, Planetarium. You know, and we're like sitting there, like waiting for our perception to become, you know, something otherworldly.
Half hour, happened, we're like, oh, this is so boring.
Are you feeling this?
I got nothing.
I was like, I think I can respond to work emails.
That's such a work email. That's hilarious. Said.
See, and sometimes when Bert's, you know, working his craft, he has to take illicit drugs to keep his cover, you know, there. And so he actually has fake ones, right that he gets from the agency.
Yes.
And he mistakenly sent that to you and Katie. So as opposed to the real stuff, that's why he was so sure.
Katie's occupying space in Bert's mind that I'm a little bit uncomfortable with. At the very same time, Tim's, you know, Bert's occupying space in Tim's mind that I'm sure Tammy would be uncomfortable with. I'm a little bit jealous because it used to be Tim would like to imagine how I would handle different situations as a child, you know, and now he's thinking about Bert as a spy. You know what I mean?
So yeah,
Bert is
compares.
A spy. It is not, it is just absolutely, I am convinced he is a spy. Lives.
Bert the spy.
I live.
Yeah, yeah.
Frederick.
He lives in a place that is easily accessible.
327 Main Street,
Washington D.C. I might have to beep that out, huh? What, multiple airports. I have to beep that out.
Shipyards. You know what? Honest to God, in 5 years, they're going to be able to do AI. They're going to be able to do voice ID and all this shit anyway, right?
So, but at that point, you'll.
So your career is almost over.
And just to be clear, for all of Bad Counsel Podcast Nation, it was imagining you as a child doing illegal things with your older brother. Yeah. It wasn't imagining you as a child.
That sounds a lot better. Yeah. you're imagining the activities of two prepubescent boys on misadventures. Like,
no, you're,
so you know, you're though?
Me and you, Gary. Tim was imagining you as a child as well.
But growing up, you on the back of a motorcycle after a drug deal gone bad. That's the one that really got me
awesome.
Tickled. Yeah.
I love that you never got in trouble. You were forgiven.
Well, there was one other one where he charmed a babysitter, and then she ended up taking him to class and putting him on a stool in front of the rest of the class.
So
right?
You're close. It's actually sounds even more terrifying than that. one of my brother's friends was going to Pitt. Bert, and he was, I don't know, doing some child psychology class or sociology class. And the project was to interview somebody under 10, maybe. I don't know what
were
the exact
were you hooked to
criteria.
Electrodes?
No. Like, you know, just kind of do like a sociological interview.
Like, this wasn't torture class, like, Bert. Don't like, confuse like, the words. What, the world.
What do you like to
like
do?
A Ghostbusters.
Like, what's your favorite TV show? And I was my precocious little self and saying things like Saturday Night Live. And so anyway, so this neighbor kid turned in this report for his assignment at Pitt, and the teacher was so taken with my profile that he asked, his name was Brian Meek. So the instructor asked Brian if he could arrange to bring me to class, you know? And so, you know, Brian called my mom and was like, hey, Mrs. You know, they want to interview Greg down at Pitt. And my mom's like, oh, that sounds fun. Sure. And so she wrote a note so that Brian could pick me up at elementary school and drive me down to Oakland to go into his sociology class. And then I was like a little, I mean, I felt shy around kids my own age, but because of all my older brothers and sisters, I felt very comfortable with that age. And I immediately went into my entertainer mode.
Yeah. You know,
and they all loved me, and they thought, a round of applause. It was great. And so, I'm home, and a couple of days later, maybe the next week, there's a phone call, you know, landlines only. And my mom says, Greg, it's for you. And I'm like 8 years old. You know what I mean? I had to get a lot of calls. You know? And I was like, hello? You know, and it was some girl from Brian's class at Pitt that thought I was so cute that she'd gotten my family's phone number from Brian and was calling to ask my mom if she could take me to the movies.
Oh, you know? My God.
Isn't that strange?
Did she show her your tits?
No.
Did you leverage her for that? No. You'd be a total hero if you made that one.
Like, for, you know, for like a semester, I probably went out on like 4 or 5 little day trips with this girl. Like, she would take
That's
me to
awesome.
Get pizza and go to the movies and things like that. And I was like, this is my girlfriend. Like, I thought that she was my girlfriend. Yeah. She bought me a little she knew I liked to play soccer. She bought me a little t-shirt that I used to wear like all the time.
That's hilarious. It
reminded me of her.
Little do you know, your mom probably just enrolled you in like that Big Brother, Big Sister program. Yeah.
I had plenty of big brothers and sisters. But I mean.
Yeah, but they probably weren't good influences, as we've learned. So yes, maybe I think Katie's right.
Yeah, she seemed nice.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, but can you imagine, like, you know, a stranger calling you and saying, can I pick up your 8-year-old son and just take him?
Sure. What if that was
sure? You know?
Hey, could you imagine if that was the other way around?
Yeah.
A guy her age, you want to pick up a young girl, like, oh, I just want to take her off a pizza, buy her some clothes. I think she's adorable. Yeah, sure, take her.
Yeah, go ahead. My mom was like, do you want to go? And I was like, sure. And she's like, all right. She didn't care.
We had some neighbors.
Do you still know this person? Do you know her name?
No.
Like,
no. Really? I got to close my door. Getting an echo still, Katie?
Sorry.
That's hilarious.
He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to ruin the memory with actually seeing what she looks like today, right? So he's, you know, his mind. She, you know, he wants to keep that pristine image.
Yes.
Of, you know, so actually, you know, I that's my guess as to why, right? Yeah. So.
Doesn't it make you feel good sometimes to look at how bad people have aged though online? Is that terrible to say?
Oh.
Some people. Yeah.
Until I look in the mirror and I'm like, holy shitballs.
Tim, you look great.
Yeah, no, seriously.
You are.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah,
you
yeah.
could be a weatherman. I'm serious.
You are that good looking.
You are.
You are a weatherman. I'd fuck
you. You are.
Yeah, right. Right. Vacant, right? And excited about weird things. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's true. You do seem to have the personality. Katie and I do watch a lot of reality TV, as you know, and we have recently just really come to the conclusion that we know two other people who remind us so much of you, or you remind us of them. Jesse Palmer, you know, host of The Bachelor. He played quarterback for the University of Florida. He played in the NFL. He's a college football announcer. He's the host of The Bachelor. Anyway, he is you. Like, you are him. You know, when he says things to these contestants, I hear Tim saying, I'm like, and I was like, that's exactly what Tim would say in that situation, you know?
And so Andy
slightly
Cohen,
nerdy.
Right?
Andy Cohen. You're also remind us very much of Andy Cohen. So
I don't know.
He's the gay version of you. He's the
the alternate.
He's like a producer on Bravo. He's behind the Real Housewives series, and he has like a daily talk show. But he's also very, very Tim-like, you know. So listeners who know Jesse Palmer and Andy Cohen, give us your feedback. Don't you think Tim's very much like them? I used to think you were a lot like Sean Hannity too, Tim.
You did say that a lot.
I could see. You a do lot, have a yeah. Sean Hannity look.
You do. That's so his funny. Hair was darker right. before he went totally
the non-insane crazy. Sean Hannity.
Yeah. Not insane. Yeah. He's ballooned up a little more than me, I think.
But all the whole puffy. Point is, Tim, those are all celebrities. Those are all people on TV. Yeah. And they're not on TV because they're hard
they're
on
ugly.
The eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's right.
So enough Thank of the you. False modesty. You're gorgeous.
Yeah. So are you.
And you do have good fucking hair, dude. Like, you got some good hair.
Seriously.
People compliment me
Not
in my
that
hair
is
a lot.
Super important, but it looks good. Mm-hmm.
Tammy and I were in public supermarket, and a lady stopped us to just say that she loved our hair and that she's been wanting to go gray for a long time, but she's not brave enough
so
to do it.
Hit on you right in front of fucking Katie. All right in front of Tammy.
I did have someone hit on me in Costco right in front of Tammy.
Really? That's
but it
hilarious.
Wasn't like a it wasn't like a great like it wasn't like something I'd be proud of. Like, maybe. I would like to paint a picture that it was awesome, but it wasn't.
Maybe that woman who was complimenting you both on going gray, maybe she was trying to arrange a three-way situation.
Oh, that's right.
A menage a gray.
Did the cuffs match the collar?
Well, I can honestly say that pubes gray last. So just, so it's.
Prove it.
Well, I see a lot of gray on this. Yeah. So Katie's the only one that's got no gray showing. So,
no gray yet. Actually, I had like three before I left that job.
And then they're gone.
CC plucked them out. No more have come.
Yeah, you said you don't, right? So you're the only one that's not. So the rest of us are gray.
It looks good on guys. It looks terrible.
It does.
Sorry, Tim.
That's not true, man. I think gray looks great. It's terrible.
What are you saying about Tammy, Gray?
I said it looks terrible on women. Sorry, Tammy.
I beg to differ.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Telling you, man. Okay.
Yeah, sure. I know you don't feel that way in real life, Bert. I know that for a fact.
That's not true.
I'm just kidding.
So what would be your evidence that Bert is not a spy? I mean, there is no real... I mean, I know you
I've seen
you
him in
the
gym locker room, you know, and I think after that, I can't imagine him, like, you know, being a spy, because don't you have to use...
Have
in
really
certain situations, you have to use your, like, psychosexual energy, you know what I mean? And I would imagine spies have to be well-equipped in all areas. You know what I mean?
Oh!
And I've been in a gym locker room.
Oh, man.
My! Just kidding.
Maybe he's a grower, not a shower, too, Greg.
Probably. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's a topic for another show. Shower or grower? We have to have the wives on for that show.
Right. The show that'll never happen. Just like any Erica voicemail that doesn't compliment him. It won't get on the air.
I've heard about that already.
Yeah, Erica's been hurling accusations of censorship at Tim. Yeah.
Oh, I totally. Really? I've been very clear to her.
He deletes her messages if they say anything unkind towards him.
Yeah.
Do you really do that?
He's the producer. I mean, that's like kind of like he can do that.
I'm not gonna like she's like, well, you told Gary to be harder on you. I was like, that's because he got a couple of punches in that hurt. You know what I mean? Like that's what you do, right? You smile after you get punched. I said, but I'm not gonna forward an email that you trash me on or voicemail that you trash me on.
Well, I mean, if it's funny, then maybe it's worth
it. It's not funny.
I do have some new text.
Well, if it's stupid, then yeah.
Are we having a GWA segment?
I don't know. Do you guys want to keep these fresh, or do you want me to save them up for?
No, they're good, man. Well, how many you got?
Just two.
Yeah, keep them fresh.
One for Mike and one for Katie.
Oh, actually. I'd love to hear them.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go. Do this.
All right, so there you go.
Say, hold on.
Gingers with attitude. I keep thinking of NWA, right? And I'm just like, yeah. I want to kind of make a little short thing, Gary. GWA, even though I want to piss you off.
You got it? It's coming.
No. It's coming. Oh.
So, listeners, we're waiting for Greg to find
radio right here. The
appropriate. Yes,
he can edit this.
Tim can edit it, but he won't. Yes, he can.
Here it comes.
Play some music. But, all right. Here we go.
Right, yeah, thank you, Katie. Yeah, put some music on. That's right. So, that's great.
Play some Ed Sheeran.
Okay. I appreciate my ginger compatriot, Tim's sister, comments and agree with most. But if I despise or annoy any of you that much, I would just stop listening, like I was considering when Goose joined the show.
Nice. Boom.
But he didn't. Yeah, but he didn't. He stayed.
There's the real Gary right there. Nice. Yep. The gloves are off now. Yes.
Okay. Katie, here comes yours. Okay.
All right.
Katie's family.
Yeah, right.
You're meaner to family.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, Lori didn't say nice things about me.
It's true.
Okay.
New Yorker with Down syndrome. I'm sorry. I'm just laughing at that. Okay. So fun.
Please tell me Katie was tripping on ketamine, LED, or heroin on all three during the last show. The whole doggy anal play was beyond disturbing. I have had dogs for a combined over 20 years. I talked with a few neighbors who have multiple dogs. So probably around 150 years of dog experience. No one ever heard of fingering your dog's ass. If I were you, I would not complain if you were constipated around me. You may wake up with a finger up your ass. But then again, you may like that.
So I'm imagining Gary starting a conversation with his neighbors.
His waspy, mainline, wealthy neighbors.
Like, right. Hey, Ted.
Yeah, the acquisition merger went well. But that's not what I wanted to talk to you about. Yeah. Is JoJo your first dog? No, okay. So have you ever put your finger in JoJo's ass?
Like, who's going to answer that question affirmatively, right? Like,
yeah, there's exactly.
Come on, Gary.
Bunch of liars.
Yeah.
There's probably data on that. Like, you know, 47% of Americans lie when asked if they finger their dog.
Right.
Right.
That seems accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with Gary on that one, though. That was a little bit surprising.
I was shocked.
Sorry.
Being necessary.
I mean, you know, it's...
Do other mammals
have to
have anal
glands?
We're
talking the shit that happens, right? We got to talk about it, right?
Are dogs the only mammals that require that?
I don't know, man. Don't
like, I mean, I've had dogs for years and never done it. Are they in pain?
Yeah, it makes it hard for them.
I think it's only certain breeds.
Jeez. Certain breeds.
Yeah, it's only certain.
Yeah, I know my parents had... My parents had a small dog. What was it, a Lhasa Apso, I think they're called.
It's a small foofy
They had to do that to that dog.
Foofy little dog. Oh, God.
That's what happens, man.
Bert's like defending Katie's honor.
It's fully called anal gland expression. That's good. And they give full directions online how to do it using not even expression. Like gloves and paper towels.
Oh, God.
Just gently squeeze the anal gland between your thumb, which remains outside of your dog's butt, and index finger.
God. Until, which is not just, outside.
Yeah, until the stuff comes.
Don't shove your finger up your dog. What are you doing? Thinking,
the dog has no idea what's going on, right? So it's just like Moon River. Like it's just you know, it's like, but yet it doesn't run away. You know what I mean?
It's like hey,
well, it still feels good.
Not unpleasurable,
right?
You know.
The dog's like, all right,
this is new. All right,
this is where you going?
A little variety in my life.
They just want to see where it's going.
I seem to remember that woman at the kennels did this to me once.
And then they
took me out of her custody. I thought maybe she'd done something wrong.
He came back to the house and left him outside with a flower in his mouth.
I don't know if it was Greg or Bert that said that. Just imagine Gary asking his neighbors, like, was it at a cookout? You know, maybe right. Was he knocking on doors?
Yeah. He's walking the mail. Dog, like, hey, hey, Joe, stop for a second.
Hey, Joe, hey, where are you going? Hey, wait, I got to ask
you. real quick.
Let me ask you something about Mr. Toodles.
Mr. Toodles. All right, Gary. That was good.
Nice job, Gary.
Yeah, good job, Gary.
All right. So, Erica did send us a voicemail. Mm. She was back from her adventures in Legoland and Disney World.
Oh, yes.
And dropped us a quick note.
I hear the...
Is it recording? All right, here we go.
I hear the exhaustion in your voice when you say that, Tom. Quick.
Hi, Erica. Just wanted to call in and say hi. I just got back from vacation, so I haven't had a chance to listen to your latest episode yet.
What the fuck?
But because I know Tim loves hearing from me, I thought I would just pop in and say hi. So even though he doesn't play all my voicemails, but that's fine. Not a big deal. All right. Talk to you later.
Why does Erica think that she get just because she takes the time to leave a voicemail, we have to play it?
Right.
Like compulsory.
Well, my question to her was, and I said this to her, I said, you know, why on earth did you deprive your son and your mother the opportunity to hear your favorite podcast?
Exactly. Like she hasn't even fucking listened to the show.
Right.
And then she's pissed off that we're not playing her voicemails. Like, what the fuck? Like, what is that?
Yeah. Wow. So. This I like think Gary's more of a super fan. Yeah. Well, because Gary listened. Gary actually sent back something that talked about what happened on the last show.
Right. It's actually fucking relevant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Gary's it's no longer Garrica. It's Gary.
Oh, wow.
And Erica's distance.
Taking some shots.
Yeah. Oh, man. Fires. I mean, does she... there's this thing called headphones, right? She could be walking around Legoland with her mom and her kid.
She have one headphone in, or she could have it on fucking ambient sound mode. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
And then if she can actually go in and take a shit, right, for like a half hour, 45 minutes, and do it like 2-3 times during the day, podcast and she'll get the whole podcast done.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
It's pretty compelling information there.
Very easy.
Pretty do better, Erica.
And
do
now
better.
We know what Mike does at work.
He's been gone an awful long time.
Hey, you still in there?
It knocks on the door. It's kind of a long show this week.
I think he's playing video blackjack.
Well, welcome, Bad Counsel Podcast Planet. We're so happy that you have the commitment to this show to listen to us every single week. Listeners, if you do that, we love you. We love you so much.
And if you don't.
If you don't, well, then, you know, it's evident, right? Yeah.
Right. You're still okay.
You're still all right. Yeah.
Keep listening. You can't listen with the one you love.
Right? Yeah. I do like that, though. That was good. Sorry. That was good. But, you know, you could show your love in Patreon support, too, whether you listen or not. You know, just go right on our link tree and send us some cash. We're doing this free, right? No one's getting paid. So, you know, help us out.
Vote for anarchists in the next election. Any of those things will support the show.
Exactly.
Whatever country you live in, vote for anarchists.
Exactly. And if you are a Patreon supporter, we will give you an extra 2 bonus points on the tattoo that you decide for Bert.
Ooh,
so we'll, yeah. So
ooh.
We'll, you know, so.
Nice.
Yep. I think, is Davi, we got to check out and see if Davi's put in a request. Davi Moho. We haven't heard from Davi forever.
Yeah, he's a man of mystery. Now, he could be a spy.
I believe he is a spy.
Yeah.
Of course you do, Katie. Yeah.
Like James Bond. Yep. Yeah.
That smile is undeniable, Greg. Like, it's just, you know, her hand on the chin.
You're talking
like,
about just her body language. Her mind.
Yeah,
that's what you're concerned about.
I've made peace with
like, no, I got that backwards.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Normally, Katie's quiet, doesn't really say a lot, laughs at our jokes, whatever. But now, anal glands and Davi. Those are the two things that get her really worked up.
Just light her right up.
Anal glands and Davi.
What about Davi's anal glands?
Somehow those seem to be related, though, in a certain way. Right? What I don't know.
All right. First question. Hello, Bad Counsel. I've been listening to your show for a few months now and really enjoy it. All right. Well, that's good.
Nice.
Something happened to me this past weekend that I hope you guys can help me with.
Probably.
All right. I love the confidence. My girlfriend and I were at a beach house party with some friends, and we all got pretty drunk and did a fair number of drugs.
Great. Nice.
Sounds like our...
That's a fucking great weekend.
Yeah. This is our people. My girlfriend went to bed like 5 minutes before me, and when I went to her bedroom, I find her sucking my friend's dick.
Oh.
Okay, that's not like our weekend.
That's all where right. That's where it ends.
Similarities
that's
the, right? in there.
A little twist.
She claims she thought it was me, and my friend said he figured it was his wife. We were all pretty fucked up, and they both seemed genuinely surprised when they realized who they were with.
Oopsie daisy.
Am I sucking the wrong dick again? Oh, my.
I hate when that happens.
But now his wife is texting me and wants to hook up behind their back as payback.
Reparations.
Reparations. Am I justified doing that? Yes. They don't have any kids, but I'd rather not ruin a marriage. Thank you. Desperate in LA. Oh, they actually gave themselves a name.
I think you guys should just all get together and fuck.
Throw your cards out on the table for some. Let's see what's up.
Bring blindfolds. You know, try to make these girls figure out who's who.
Who's sucking whose dick?
Who's cocky sucking? Well,
who's going down on who? It's a great game.
Well, not only is that, it kind of renders you all
innocent.
Innocent, right? Yeah. Right. It's like when somebody gets executed by firing squad, and there's only one live round,
right,
among the 5 gunmen. Yeah. So you know, so they can all live with they don't know for sure that they've killed this person. So if you were blindfolded, it's almost like being so intoxicated. You don't know what you're doing, then you can't really blame anybody. Just start groping and sucking and fucking and have fun with it.
There you go.
I don't buy that story.
Neither do I. Like, I would know instantly, right? I mean,
Tammy's vagina really well.
I mean, there are certain things that you know with your part. Like, come on, let's be real.
Yeah, no, Jesus Christ.
Let's be fair for a second, though, guys. Let's be honest. I don't think vaginas have the same type of personality that penises have. You know?
They have more personality. Right. Vaginas are all different. I guess you get circumcised or not circumcised. That's a big tell, right?
Okay, well, there you go. That's
I mean, there's no Peyronie's in vaginas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but some. I mean, vaginas look
totally
different.
You know, Peyronie's disease.
Yeah.
Ben Carrot disease.
I was thinking about the Mioli side creases. I was thinking of a pierogi. Is what I thought. That's what I was.
And you haven't heard of
it. And the other thing,
the crooked
clip. Vagina can kind of look like a pierogi, right?
Well, okay, but here's the other thing. You love to be
cut in half.
Are there a lot of different sized vaginas? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Vaginas.
Oh, she's how was your date? Oh, we went all the way. And let me tell you something. Her vagina was enormous.
Huge.
She had vagina for days. You know?
Yeah.
At one point, I thought her clitoris was the doorknob. Oh. It's terrible.
The size of a small penis.
So that's what we're saying. It's not an indictment of women. It's just I think penises have a little bit more personality. They're extroverts, and vaginas are introverts. Jesus. Am I right? I mean, literally true.
Maybe. It's true. Oh my god.
So I guess when they get happy, they want to poke their head up and see what's going on.
Exactly. But
it's interesting though that the wife is texting behind his back, right? His oral man's back, right? So like,
she probably doesn't buy the story.
Maybe there was a plan afoot here.
It's bullshit, right?
It is. Oh, I was sucking the wrong dick. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and the guy who walked in, you know, on his wife and his friend. Maybe that guy's wife was supposed to seduce him. Like, so maybe, they could kind of start all swinging together.
Yeah.
But, you know, they just, the timing.
He fucked
off.
It up. Went to bed too early.
Exactly. Yeah. For sure. That's your defense, by the way, if you get caught, buddy. If you go through with this and you get caught doing it and there's any recrimination, that's your Alamo right there. That's your Alamo lie, is that I assumed that you were interested in my friend and maybe expanding our becoming more adventurous and swinging. And I assumed this was all a setup. That's the only reason why I went through with it. I thought it was the only way that you felt comfortable introducing it to me. You know, now that I know that's not your intention, that's a whole different story. But that was what I thought.
I believe him.
And never give up that lie. Ever.
That's the Alamo, right?
Not so ever. Just
die exactly. Ever. On the wall. Grave.
Not even on your deathbed, my friend. Not even then.
Take it to the grave.
Yeah, but it sounds like that dude goes to good parties. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Good for you, man.
That's your kind of party.
That's never happened to me at a party.
No, nor I.
Although, did I tell you, at the time when I was up in New Hampshire, my wife had to work. She couldn't come up with us the same day we all went out.
I don't know if I want to hear this story.
Like, I
don't know.
This.
Like,
I
do.
I'm just giving you
this
out.
Is a good story.
Oh, he does.
I want to tell it.
Tim.
It's about my sister-in-law, Susan.
Okay. All right.
We're up at the, condo we have up at New Hampshire at Newfound Lake. And we were in the bigger bedroom. Tori had just been born. She was like 2 or 3 months old. So I had a crib set up in the bedroom, and Stacy had to work that night. So she didn't come up till the next day. So I'm up there with her sister, her husband, and their three kids. And then me and Tori. Mm-hmm. And because of Tori's crib, we were in the bigger, like I said, in the bigger
Where
bedroom
is the story
that
going? Oh my
Susan
God.
Used to sleep in with her husband. They always stayed in that bedroom. Ooh. So she got shit faced, was in the other bedroom, got up in the middle of the night, went to the bathroom. And when she finished, she came out of the bathroom and just came right into the bedroom that she normally sleeps in and crawled into bed with me. She did not. But
did
I think
hers?
We nothing happened, unfortunately. I mean, you know, I put it in her mouth a little bit, but she never woke up. So. But I
did
got
you
up
hot box
to,
did, like, you, did you give her a Dutch oven?
That seems more like
a Dutch oven.
Do you guys promise to play these at like family events? Mike and Tim, please, can you promise?
We Tim's have some family members that listen.
Please play these at family events.
We do have some family members.
I got up to, I think I had to feed Tori, and when I was downstairs getting the bottle ready, all of a sudden it dawned on me, like, who the fuck am I in bed with? I went upstairs and I looked, and then Susan woke up and said, what are you doing?
She goes, figure that out. Oh. That's hilarious.
Well, because I was thinking it was Stacy, and then it dawned on me that, wait, Stacy's not up here. Like, who the fuck is that?
Hilarious.
Is that Susan? So I go upstairs like, and she's like, oh, she goes, what are you doing? I said, I think the question is, what are you doing, Susan? She goes, oh, I must have came in here after I went to the bathroom. And then as a joke, I said, oh, did you want to stay? She goes, oh, no, I have to go in the other room. I was like, well, yeah.
9 months to a day, she had a healthy baby boy. That's the upshot of that story.
That's I've done that. I did that in college a couple of times. I went in the wrong bed. Like when my girlfriend was I slept in my girlfriend's house, went to the bathroom in the middle of the night when I was hammered and came back and got in the wrong bed. I've done that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a certain period of one's life that's probably acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to have strangers wake up on our couch. Like I'd walk in my living room in college. Somebody I totally had no idea who it was sleeping on our couch. You know, had more than once.
I had a roommate who worked restaurants, and so she worked late at night. I had to get up in the morning, so I would always shut my door. They'd be partying in the living room. I had to get a lock on my door because twice, guys who were out partying with her would come in and just lay down in bed with me.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
This is not a guest bedroom.
Oh, that's like wow. Something, that, yeah, you know, God rest his soul. Jesus. That sounds like something Jack would do.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Yeah, I like to go to parties and just lay down next to strange women. What's the worst that could happen? You get thrown out. You get yelled
Sex
at.
Sex could break out, right?
Exactly. You get tased.
Exactly. You get tased
a little bit. That's
yeah, all. You get shot.
Highly unlikely.
Was this California or was it Florida?
Cause, Florida.
You know, California. Yeah, so, yeah, shot. Shot. Definitely. Yeah,
you got to sleep with your pillow under or your gun under your pillow for that to happen.
That's right.
Or in your nightstand.
I used to sleep with that on the nightstand when I was by myself.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
On your scary. Seriously?
Yeah.
The mean streets
Why
of Boca.
Why not? Too. I mean,
because I was on the ground floor, and yeah.
The mean streets of Boca.
That was
nice. Now, how old was your daughter? Were you single or was it... Was your daughter alive at that point, or?
Yeah, she was older. So
she's old enough that she's not going to accidentally find a gun. Yeah. Oh,
she grew
right
up
there.
With her dad's an FBI agent. She's very comfortable around. Guns.
Yeah.
He always she has can, to like, carry one.
She can strip a Beretta down in 35 seconds.
Right.
He'll strip it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, fuck away, fuck your friend's
wife. Yeah.
Yes.
Seriously, what's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, the ignorance excuse. Well, she's pled ignorance once, and you gave her a pass.
You get a pass.
You have at least one ignorance.
Well, I think
excuse.
You got. Like,
you might want to save it.
Yeah, you have at least one oral, I would say, right? I think maybe fucking would be like, would that be like, that'd be upping the ante.
Yeah, I know, but, I mean, but then you're going to start to get into, then you can turn the tables on her, Bert, and be like, oh, so we're going to get into degrees of right and wrong? You know?
And don't you know, think like, it, yeah, I mean, would you really, don't you think it matters what she looks like, though? I mean, he didn't say that.
Well, yeah.
He wouldn't even be questioning whether or not he should do it if she was ugly, though.
Huh? Yeah, I guess.
He wants to do it. He wants five other people to say,
It's okay.
And
we are.
And you know, okay. It is okay. It's okay. Fucker, you got one get out of jail free card. You
That's
know?
Right.
Again, though, you may want to save it. But
and for that advice, support us on Patreon. We'll make sure we give you other answers that you like as well. You
and
guys ready
send
for
us
a little
tattoo ideas for Bert?
Tattoo ideas. That's right.
We have one so far.
That's not acceptable. Like, Bad Counsel Podcast Nation needs to step up.
Jesus Christ.
Right. I mean, like, one. We have, like, tens of thousands of people that know of us.
Mm-hmm.
They should. You guys ready for some bad news?
Yeah, something the Latvians need to fucking step up.
Yeah, come on, Latvia.
Fucking
Latvia. We bailed your ass out after Gorby went nuts. Now it's your turn.
Gorby.
Oh, my God.
They're drunk. They're too drunk. They can't type. They're struggling with it.
Yeah.
I still haven't made it shorter, Gary. So sorry. You just have to. You guys can take a drink break or something like this. Yeah.
Mm.
Eight passengers stranded on African island after Norwegian cruise ship left without them. A dream cruise vacation has turned into a nightmare for eight passengers left stranded on the African island of Sao Tome. I don't know if that's even right. And Principe or Print, I don't know. After their ship left without them because they were late to return from a private tour.
See, I read this and they really portrayed these people as victims. Like, they'd really been...
They did.
They knew what time the ship was leaving.
Exactly.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they sound like such privileged assholes, like, that this is even news, you know? Like, how does something like that become news unless you, the person who it's happening to, want to try to make it news? Like, you know, I'm calling Newsweek, for fuck's sake, to tell them that this cruise ship dared leave us because we were 2 hours late getting back to
the ship. I think after COVID, and like, the cruise industry has gotten, like, just beat down, right? And this is like somebody just trying to pile on, and it's clearly their fault.
Of course. I have no
sympathy. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
They tell you when they're leaving.
Yeah. And did it say they even called ahead to say, hey, we're running a little bit late? I'm like, well, get here on time or else.
I like how they gave their fucking passport. They just fucking left their passports behind. Okay, fuck you guys.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. I once missed a boat when I was visiting Angel Island, you know, out near The Rock, out near
San Francisco?
Yeah, in San Francisco. What's the prison?
Alcatraz.
Alcatraz. Oh, Alcatraz. Yeah, I was on a neighboring island, Angel Island. That's where it was, like, it was the western Ellis Island. And I went on a tour with the Fitterers, Bert, of all people.
Guys, yeah.
Yeah, a while ago. Some brothers that lived near Bert and I were growing up. And we took a ferry over, and it was, we're touring the facility, and we even laughed as we were departing the little boat. That they were like, we're leaving at 3 o'clock. Do not miss the ferry. That is the final ferry back to the mainland at 3 o'clock. And so we hiked our way up to the top of Angel Island. It's like 1,000 foot, elevation, nothing crazy. And we were just looking around. It was really nice. And then we saw the boat coming into the harbor. And I was,
holy
and we looked at each other, and it was really like a movie moment. We were in our early 20s, so we were in good shape. I was still in good shape. And so we were like, shit. And we started running. And we probably ran 3 miles on switchbacks, going down God. this wow. mile. And we missed it. We missed the boat. So then we were like, oh my God, we're going to be stranded on Angel Island. And then we looked like 10 feet away, and there was like 2 other boats parked there. They were just going to different parts of San Francisco. Like, oh yeah, we can get you back to where you need to go, but you're going to have to stop at Sausalito for dinner. We're like, oh, okay. That sounds delightful.
It turns out to be better.
It was great.
Yeah. Now that I'm all sweaty.
I don't even recall being sweaty back then. Like when you were 20, you could run 3 miles and then go to dinner and not worry
about
it. Plus
it's San Francisco. So it's fucking exactly. 50 degrees, right?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was nice.
You're so right. I remember climbing Mount Washington in New Hampshire. And, there's 2 ways up. You can do this really hard, trek, mm-hmm. or you can just drive your car up there. But me and my friend Chris Leary, we decided we're going to do this.
Chris
and so
Leary's the same?
Chris Leary, yeah. There's a lot of Irish and a lot of French Canadians where I grew up.
Yeah.
Our preparation was to get a cup of coffee and a dozen donuts. Dunkin' Donuts. And we literally killed the dozen donuts between the two of us, the dozen Dunkin' Donuts. And like a third of the way up, I realized that is a bad fucking idea.
Did you have shit?
It was so bad. It was so bad, Bert. Oh. It was so bad.
Just go shit.
Oh, I did. Yeah. Yeah. You go behind the tree. But it was one of those things, Greg, like you're saying, like I could never pull that off today. I could never, I would never power through that. I would never.
No.
It's like Tom Cruise in Top Gun when he plays beach volleyball and he's sweating and presumably covered from head to foot and head to toe in sand. But then he puts on a white t-shirt and rides his motorcycle to his girlfriend's house and he looks fantastic. Not a bit of sand on him. So those were the days.
Yes, they were.
Okay, next Kelly question team. I'm sorry, go ahead.
There's an interesting Tarantino. You guys ever see the I don't know if it was in a must have been in a movie or a TV show. Tarantino does a funny breakdown of Top Gun. I'll have to send it to you guys. I'll put it on
it's
on
probably really good.
It is. It won't be funny if I just tell you what it is, though.
He got to suck Selma Hayek's toe.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Didn't you see what was the name of that movie? She was the vampire.
Yeah.
He cast himself as the guy in the
George Clooney's brother.
Right. Yeah. So he could suck Selma Hayek's toe.
No, he was one of the two criminals. Yeah. He was one of the two criminal
brothers. Oh, was he? I forgot. It was a long time since I saw the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I never mess with Greg on movie trivia.
I can't remember the name, but yeah, I did see that movie.
Yeah.
I remember the name of it, though.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah. Yep. Robert Rodriguez directed that, I think.
Absolutely. Yep.
And that was a great movie. That's an awesome vampire movie.
And Selma Hayek is still hot to this day.
She looks amazing. Yeah,
I know, right?
Oh my God.
Amazing.
Incredible. She was in a Black Mirror episode last year, and she looks just like
everybody
she did
20 hates years Joan.
Ago. Yeah. That yeah, that's right.
That was the
yeah.
episode.
That was a really good episode.
It was.
Harvey Keitel, he was good in that. Oh, Juliette Lewis, that was a good movie.
I never liked Juliette Lewis as an actress ever. Like there was something about her that rubbed me the wrong way.
She always seemed like off mentally to me. Like in every role,
Yeah.
Kind of like Giovanni Ribisi. You know, he always seems like he's slow. Like, whatever character it is, no matter what he is, a car thief or a soldier or a sales manager, he always seems slow to me, like dim-witted, you know?
Don't you think it must be such a weird profession to be an actor? And I was scrolling through social media, and I saw this scene where Leonardo DiCaprio and The Wolf of Wall Street, they were showing you, like, he was getting ready to be filmed, and someone was filming off camera, right? And it was right before he was going on, and he was normal, and then he slipped into this state, and it was about 10 seconds, and then they said action, and he just immediately went into this whole other persona, and it was like, wow, how insane that is to be able to do that with your whole body and being and almost like a totally different aura. So you got to have some of you in that character, right? But it's got to be different enough that it's not the same, you know.
Well, yeah, that's a problem with bad actors. It's, you know, it's Tom Cruise mixing cocktails and being a vampire and driving around fighter planes. It's Tom Cruise, obviously, you know. When that can be entertaining at a certain level.
Vince Vaughn is that for me. Like, he's the same in every movie.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
So maybe a good actor has to have just a weak personality, right? Is that maybe
they're skilled, man.
Yeah.
Like spies.
That's right, Bert. That's right.
You know who Juliette Lewis's father was, Tim? He was a really good character actor.
No, who?
Jeffrey Lewis. He starred in a half of Clint Eastwood's movies. He was like always kind of the villain or the wimpy character in lots, like all at least 10 or 15 Clint Eastwood films. Jeffrey Lewis was the bad guy. Or
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. He was the head of the bad guys in High Plains Drifter. You know, and he was a lot of things, but that's her dad. He's a great actor.
Do you guys ever think? Do you guys ever act in high school, or did you ever act, or ever want to act, or think about acting?
And I just never acted.
What art form was actually like?
I think I was so insecure about my masculinity that anything at that age that would have been perceived as the least bit feminine, I was afraid to do. Honestly,
yeah,
I wasn't that confident in myself. You know, I admire the kids who had the being totally sincere, I admire the kids who had the confidence to kind of express themselves, because there was things that I was interested in that I was too afraid of what nitwits like Bert would think, you know, and say to me, so I didn't do
it. Yeah, that is true. Like, it really was.
Because you never picked on anybody for doing something stupid.
Exactly. I did, because my friends did, you know. Believe me,
you just laughed along.
I was there laughing along with everybody else when, you know.
You showed some sensitivity.
Yeah, when Russ Graswick and Dion Alsing danced in the high school talent show, I was like, oh my God, I would die if I had to do that. But there was part of me that admired it too.
Okay, next question. This is question number two. I know this is an advice show, but I've been really lax on getting to the questions. But okay, team, I need you. should have gotten this.
Maybe good advice, whether there's a question or not.
You're right. You know? I agree.
It's true.
Yeah. Plus, I love listening to you guys talk anyway, so it doesn't matter. But I probably should have got to this one a little earlier. But hopefully they're hanging on and they're listening, because this is important. Yeah.
We'll get to it already.
Are we the fuck up, Tim?
Another 5 minutes goes by with Tim just deciding we should have got to this faster. Yes, sir. You bet. I don't want the agency after me. Team, I need you to save my marriage. All in caps. I need you to save
my
marriage.
Right place.
That's right. We've saved a few marriages. When I met my husband 20 years ago, I fell hard for him, in part because he was so well put together. Like GQ style. He still has style. The exact same style, which means he's painfully out of style. I've begged him to move on from his relaxed fit jeans and boat shoes. Sounds petty, maybe, but if I can't get him to update, it's going to ruin everything.
All right, so just listen. I'm wearing the same Public Enemy t-shirt I had in 1992.
You've come to the wrong place.
I'm not going to tell you where this question came from, Bert, but it's good that you acknowledge that. Yes.
That, most people can't do that, Bert. You're uniquely qualified to do that because you're the same size as you were in 1992. None of us
yes,
are.
Yes, very true.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, first of all, I don't remember any GQ cover shots featuring relaxed jeans and boat shoes. First of all.
You know? That's a good point.
I don't know how GQ he was, honey, to begin with. But for the sake of argument, I mean, you're a she's an asshole. What a terrible person she is. You know?
She's an asshole.
It's terrible.
I mean, honestly, yeah, do you care that much about what your spouse wears?
Yeah.
I don't think.
Can I play devil's advocate?
I mean, I don't like the vest. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Katie made me throw my vest out, guys.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, there you go. Right?
Yes. Oh, she said I didn't have to, but
I didn't tell you to throw them away.
She just broke into hysterics every time I put one on.
Well, they were funny.
Yeah, but I mean, just think of this poor guy. Like, okay, so this poor woman. Like, if her old man is, like, just not trying anymore and she's not getting turned on by him, I mean, that's going to suck, right? So, like, maybe he should try a little.
Well, I see where you're going with that, but I get the impression that he's still, not that he's gotten slovenly or sloppy, that he's just beholden to that one time period. You know, like, still, still takes care of himself.
Yeah.
And if he had a time machine, he's clean, he's well-groomed, but he's just, you know, still rocking.
Dated.
You know, Hugo Boss, double-breasted jackets.
And you could also tell him, too, like, hey, every new outfit he buys, she could give him extra special bonus sex.
Oh, there you go.
Whatever he wants.
And once you're married 20 years, that's called sex.
It's called anal. Not if it's on a Tuesday. What sex on a Tuesday?
Can I take hey, honey, can I take my any sexual act I want voucher and trade it in to watch Thursday night football? Is that possible?
Is it transferable?
That's called sex. Oh, that was good. That was good. That was very good.
You know, this might be, maybe it's Robert Smith's wife from The Cure. Have you guys seen a photo of Robert Smith lately?
You shared one. Yeah.
Like, you know, Robert Smith, he's like an Amish-like person when it comes to fashion. Like, he decided, like, nothing beyond 1992 was relevant. Like, he's still, he's much heavier. And I'm not criticizing
him because
I'm heavier.
He looks like fucking Kathy Bates.
Yeah, I mean, he's much heavier.
I'm not criticizing
him because I'm similarly bigger, a lot bigger than I was when I was young. But like his hair, he had that long hair, but now he's clearly thinning badly. Yeah. And he's still trying to rock that long hair and he's still wearing the lipstick. All of which, by the way, that I thought that he was so cool. He's an example of like a band that when I was in high school, I didn't feel comfortable saying I liked The Cure. It wasn't until I went to college that I lightened up a little bit. Like on, you know, classic rock in Pittsburgh. But like, I thought his look was so cool. The lipstick, the eyeshadow, all, I thought that was cool. But that wasn't why I liked The Cure. I liked The Cure because of the music, you know?
Yeah. I went to a Cure concert like 94 or something like that, 93. Oh my God, this is the most depressing fucking concert I ever went to.
Why?
Because it was just a bunch of emo kids. Yeah, a bunch of emo kids. Everybody was bummed out. Like, I wanted to go to a concert for energy, you know what I mean? And like, it's a bunch of people all getting together and being depressed. It was a bummer.
So this guy's like Robert Smith, though. He's committed to a certain look. And he's like, this is my look, you know?
She fell in love with that look.
Yeah, he's stable, right? He's got his feet firmly planted.
Like, we're trying to talk this woman's vagina into not being dry.
I don't know that the talk's
It's just not going to work.
How about if she just buys him a new outfit?
Right, you could do that, right?
Yeah.
Or she should start dressing like it's, you know, the 1880s. And just be like, yeah, it's just a new style. And then they could both agree to, you know, meet in the early 2000s. And that'll be when they meet.
Kind of make it a cosplay type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So, Bert, where'd you see The Cure?
I saw my Instagram feed. I saw Robert Smith on my Instagram feed recently. Where did I see him? I saw Starlight Amphitheater in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, PA.
Yeah. It was probably so, it was 92, 94, somewhere around there.
So they did the set list from that time. They did Shiver and Shake, Shake Dog Shake, 100 Years, Just Like Heaven, Push, Fascination Street, Open, High, From the Edge of the Deep Green Sea, Disintegration, and End. And the encore was Friday, I'm in Love, Three Imaginary Boys, It's Not You, Boys Don't Cry, Fire. Wow, where did you usually look?
They have that. I guess you can't find it.
Be Fire in Cairo and a Forest. The encore was fucking amazing. That was stuff from, like, you know, late 70s, early 80s.
I
mean,
I love The Cure. Let me be absolutely clear. I love Robert Smith. I love The Cure. It's just like... Yeah. You know, Bobby, Bubala, you know, you don't have to rock that look anymore. You know, dress for comfort, for God's sakes. You know what I mean?
And that was it's been well documented when he got into that look, right? When he went and he basically toured with Susie and the Banshees for 6 months.
Right, problem. And,
and he
left The Cure and was just a guitarist for Susie and the Banshees,
Yeah, the drummer.
I did not know that. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
I didn't either. The drummer just, I don't know what the drummer's name is, but the drummer actually left the band right around the time you saw them, Bert.
Mike Joyce.
I can't remember what his name is, Greg. I trust
the drummer
you.
Drummer for The Cure, honey.
Yeah. And he came out with a book called Goth. It just came out. Maybe last 4 months. And but he talks about, I learned a lot about the band. I wasn't really as much into The Cure, but I liked them. I mean, that was my scene. But
they're no Starship.
They're no Starship. That's right. Love you, Gary. I couldn't believe when you showed me that, because I haven't seen
that. It's just
that.
Silly. It's just so unnecessary for him to dress like that.
He looked like a clown.
Yeah.
He looked literally like a clown.
Like a caricature of himself. It's like,
that was so great about fucking Bowie. Bowie was fucking always, he was cool till the day he
exactly,
died.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. But he evolved.
Exactly. Right.
But he was always a cool dude. Exactly.
Yeah. And doing new shit.
Most stars are like that, or most people are like that, but there are those who are just stuck in an era. My brother Paul's stuck in an era, the 70s, you know. He still dresses like it's the 70s.
And any guy that parts his
hair
down
if he was
actually
wearing fucking wide lapel shit,
you can get away with being stuck in the 70s in Pittsburgh. It's barely
perceptible. That's true.
I sent you the drummers, honey.
Yeah. What was his name?
No, I just sent a screenshot of you. They list a bunch of drummers. There you go.
You look it up.
Well, yeah, he was, there was a lot of drugs. I didn't realize, but Susie and the Banshees is where the image of Robert Smith became Robert Smith, I guess.
Yeah. But initially, he just had short hair, looked like a clean cut kid, you know?
I mean, even Kiss doesn't wear makeup anymore on stage, right?
Nope, I was wrong. Mike Joyce was the drummer for the Smiths.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I would trust you. I would do that. Well.
Did we help this listener?
So I think we got,
of course,
like him, but I think
buy him some clothes, suck his dick,
or
do something.
Maybe fake he won a contest, like a Publisher's Clearinghouse type of thing, and just be like, "Honey, I entered you in a contest for a complete makeover." You know what I mean? And
if she could get him on that Queer Eye show, that would be awesome.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Get a bunch of your hot friends to fucking dress him up. Maybe do that. Shit like that, you know?
There you go.
They have to undress him first, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're saying. Yeah. Yep.
Physically dress him. My friends like to pretend you're a corpse and we want to dress you and undress you.
A human doll.
Giant Ken doll.
That's creepy.
That's what my friends and I are into now. It's something
the
we're into.
Fetish.
Yeah. You first get on an ice bath for 2 hours. We want your body temperature down under 95 if possible.
That'll keep getting an erection.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's creepy as
he
fuck.
He will look like a Ken doll.
Yeah. That is a very.
But that would be he wouldn't suspect it was about his fashion at that point. Like, he wouldn't see your ulterior motive coming because you're going so far out there. It's not a thinly veiled, this is a thinly veiled attempt to get me to update my wardrobe, isn't it? You know, that's not thinly veiled. You know, that's heavily veiled.
Layers and layers.
There's a veils. Yeah.
So. I mean, we haven't talked about necrophilia or necrophilia play in 100 episodes.
Yeah.
That's crazy that you did that.
Yeah, well,
We're due.
You gotta pull out.
Necroplay
with us tonight.
Jack, I invite him to every show, so he must be here on this one.
Do you send his put his email address in the invite?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
I tag him on all of our posts on Instagram.
It's just something. I don't know. I don't know why you do it, Greg, but I do. I feel closer to him when I do it.
I want more listeners. That's awesome. So anyone who still follows his site.
I love it.
That's sweet.
It's a numbers game.
It's a numbers game. That's right.
He would do the same thing, exactly. Right? Yeah. Exactly. He wanted to be famous.
He was famous. His jacket's in the Hall of Fame.
You were at that service.
I do appreciate that service more and more every day. I think about it. I'm just like, that was a perfect.
So what's happened to JoJo lately? Which does anybody?
She has her own podcast, I hear.
Yeah,
she's rocking it. She's talking about astral planes and magical beings, and
she's probably gonna be like the next L. Ron Hubbard and eventually have us all hunted down and killed.
Castrated first.
She's just making bullshit up. You know, whatever comes to mind, she's put it out there, and people are like, yeah,
so wise.
I dig it.
She's got like guests on her show and all kinds of stuff.
Really?
Right. But that she is nuts enough to have like a cult like that. You're absolutely right.
Those are the types of people we used to hang around at Barnes and Noble when I managed the Barnes and Noble.
Oh my God.
You know, I mean, we had people there were like, honestly, we're there 40, 50 hours a week, just hanging out at Barnes and Noble, reading books for free. And they were some whack jobs. And that's kind of people that, JoJo's.
Can you be friendly with them, any of them, or anything?
Not friendly, sometimes, but the annoying part was sometimes I'd have to fire somebody and then I'd have like one of these regulars want to question my, my decision. Yeah. And I'd be like, Ron, he's been calling off of work and with all due respect though, that's between him and the company. I appreciate that you liked him. But he's gone, Get back over the periodicals, please.
Hell boppers hanging around. Fresh little sneakers.
Yeah.
That was about the time, around about the time, right, that you were,
9/11.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we're not going the JoJoian way with that.
No.
JoJoian way. I love it.
That's a religion right there.
We would have to have like a counter cult.
JoJoism.
Right?
JoJoism.
A bunch of JoJoists are at my door, honey.
The 69-fold pass.
Oh, my God.
JoJoism.
You guys are too much. All right.
In JoJoism, you must commit to marriage prior to meeting after only sexting 3 times. You must consecrate, consummate your relationship in the bathroom of a friend. That's where it has to happen.
Really? That's when they first fucked?
Yes.
Yes.
In our bathroom. In your bathroom?
Our bathroom.
In our bathroom.
Oh, God, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Oh, Greg has done
believe
many,
me, I had bath fitters there on Monday.
Yes. I had bath fitters there Monday.
I waited a week and then I called a different bath fitters and had them come and put something over top of that. Right now there's only that wide because there's been so many layers of bath fitter.
Dude, that's fucking hilarious. Like, here's the thing though. Like, we're hating on JoJo because she did that, but we're not hating on Jeff. But Jack, we're like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Good for you, though. I mean, at the time, I wasn't pleased with either of them.
No, I'm sure, yeah. Oh.
Well, Jack was just being Jack on the radio.
Oh, yeah, right.
That was just Jack.
Yeah.
She did pursue him. That is true.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is...
Yeah.
there is a connection to Pittsburgh with JoJoism, too, though.
Well, that's why I met her.
Yeah. Bert's met her.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah.
There was pictures
I got pulled
of that.
Over in the Miata, like when Greg gave me like the 20 milligrams of edibles. And I started having like, did you share that story?
Yeah.
He was drinking, and then he took edibles before he had to drive from Maryland.
I had like one drink. I don't want people to think I was drinking and driving.
We don't want any of our listeners getting the wrong impression.
Yeah, we don't want the U.S. government knowing that, right, Bert?
But I did take an edible and drove, and I was like, this thing didn't work. And like, all of a sudden, I'm in like Somerset, PA. I'm like, boy, and then there's a cop behind me.
Only 5 more hours.
I was like 90. Like right when this edible kicked in, and I was like, "Oh fuck!" And I whatever, I got out of it.
You sobered up quick.
You made it
right.
He didn't say the cop let me off or I paid the ticket. He got out of it.
No, I was like, listen, I just got this thing out of storage. I was just taking it out, buzzing around, and it got a little over my head, right? And he was like, okay, and he wrote me up for like doing 70, whatever. He wrote me up basically for speeding, but. Not doing fucking...
Not excessive.
Yeah, not being the asshole I was being, right? So
flashed his government ID is what he did, Bert. That's...
Yeah. Was Red Barchetta playing immunity. On your radio?
Yeah. That's such a good song.
Bert got caught, though. Alloy air car caught Bert.
Right.
He didn't make it to the one-lane bridge. So
I was in Clearwater yesterday, and I went by the... the temple there, the
Scientology Center.
Scientology, it's massive.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that how massive it was. And you're right, she could be an L. Ron Hubbard. Mm-hmm. Like she could be.
I mean, he could be just as nutty as a fruitcake. You know, he just made it all right. up, and people are like, yeah, that sounds right. That's cool.
I think he met it up on a bet with Paul Anderson, some other fucking science fiction. That's the story I'd always heard. I could be wrong. I don't know. You can look it up, I'm sure. But
do you see JoJo actually had her current boyfriend on with her talking about Jack? Like, no. Would you ever go on a show with Katie and then have Katie talking about someone she was with before and then you talk? And even brought him to tears as to how Jack brought them together in the afterlife.
And, oh, wow.
Like, I could never do that with Tammy. Like, I literally could not do that. Like,
I think there's just some guys out there who want to get laid so badly. I guess so. That don't put up with anything, right?
Jesus.
Like, I get fucking behind this stupid shit.
You want me to be on your podcast?
All right. I can do that. Yeah, I can do that.
Dead husband. And cry.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And then compliment your artwork. Yeah, compliment your artwork.
Like, how you got to be... How bad you got to fucking be hard up for that? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that's pretty bad. Yeah. You guys ready for one more question?
Sure.
All right.
And I have a game suggestion for the future, too. And I don't want to forget to put it out there. Bert, that Instagram feed that you shared with us all, Mugshotties.
Mugshotties. That's a great one.
Yeah, Mugshotties.
We love
that. But Katie and I enjoyed scrolling through all the pictures this past Saturday, trying to guess which ones you liked. Bert.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, just, do you think Bert would like that one? And because you would like quite a few of them, but we just weren't.
We'd scroll down
to see if you'd actually.
See if you had liked it. Yeah, we were trying to
guess. Well, now I just like them all, right?
But like, so anyway.
They're pretty great.
Sorry, Tim.
No, no problem. No, I actually love that idea.
The comments under the Rihanna-looking one who was in for arson were maybe some of the best comments of any of them. People are like, officer, she didn't start the fire. It was always burning.
And that's one you could actually do on Instagram, right? Because you could actually take pictures of the and put them out there.
Now I got to watch. Be careful what I like.
That ruins our fun.
Actually, that makes me happy.
Now I just like them all. Like, it's everyone that pops on my feed. I'm like, that's funny.
Be more selective.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but with Mugshotties.
Right.
Yeah.
She's doing it now.
He has shared the site with us several times. Yeah. And he has let us know.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you get very excited about it. And you always let us know that these would be women that you would have found attractive several years ago. But clearly you still find them attractive because you're trolling.
Exactly. I still find them attractive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I would, wouldn't let them. I would no longer let them ruin my life.
Or burn your house down.
Right. Probably.
We've all dated the ones you see arrested
for domestic. That one's scary, always good. Yeah. You know, like,
we've all dated at least one.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Just a total psycho. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah. Yes, we all have. I mean, Kate, I don't know if it's the same for guys, but we've all of us have some way or another that psycho chick is attractive.
Oh, yeah, because you know why? Because she's fun to fuck.
Oh. Yes. Yes. Oh, my God.
The crazy ones always are.
I heard your grandpa's on a podcast. They call himself Bird on it. Let's listen.
Someday your grandchildren are going to do that. One of your grandchildren's friends.
Yeah, Christ. I'm a woman who recently got out of a years-long relationship with another woman. I always thought I was 100% lesbian.
Gold star.
But recently, I met...
That's what a woman who's never been with any other folks but a woman, they're gold star lesbian. Gold star.
Yeah.
I did not know
that. Means
I did not know that either.
Ever.
Yeah.
Gold star. Normally, lesbian. Bert would come up with that. So that was good, Greg, that you get that out.
No. It's
a term.
We're going to an Indigo Girls concert coming up, by the way, which will be fun. I'm going to enjoy seeing Katie get hit on.
It's almost cuckish. But the.
Well, wait. Let's explore this. Are you saying?
I said almost. I didn't say it was.
You said you almost wouldn't enjoy watching. Is that what you're saying, Tim?
Tammy getting hit on?
Yeah. No.
No, wait, I wouldn't.
You it? Not at all. You wouldn't think I was.
It may happen. I just don't need to ever see it.
Okay.
I don't want to know about it. Why would you?
Like women hitting on Katie wouldn't bother.
Women, men. Yeah, like.
So men, you're saying, I wouldn't like to see you hitting on Katie.
You know, but women, you would be fine with it.
Yeah, I'd be fine with it.
And that would be fun.
No, I wouldn't say fun. I'd be fine with it, though. You know, it might be amusing. Yeah, it might be good for the show.
Yeah. Might be good for the show. See how it's starting to get walked back already. Yeah. Like, I like it. Right. It might be good for the show. I'm doing it for the show.
Trust me. I'm not expecting, like, you know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, never mind. I'm going to.
What, you're not expecting good-looking girls to hit on me? Is that what you were going to say?
Well, you know,
I'm not pretty enough for them.
Whoa!
No, it was more. It was more of an indictment right, of the Indigo Girls fans, honey, than you looks is what I'm saying.
Good-looking lesbians like the Indigo Girls too.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Lipstick lesbians. Mm.
Yeah. Well,
you are going to find out, right?
What's a lipstick lesbian?
More data will be collected shortly.
Like a very feminine lesbian.
You know, who wears lipstick makeup?
Girly.
Girly. Yeah,
girly.
Hmm. All right.
Okay.
I like Tim feigning ignorance.
What's this?
No, I didn't know what a lipstick.
Sorry. I didn't.
So what was the question?
What was the question?
I don't know. Bert wanted to explore this a little more, but did we explore it enough?
Sorry. Okay. So you're right. Right. I was a dick.
All right. So
Gold star lesbian.
But recently I met a guy who hits all my buttons.
Mm.
All right. It's completely thrown me for a loop, and we've gone on a couple of dates.
Whoa.
Here's where it gets tricky. I want to sleep with him, and he wants to sleep with me, but I've never been with a man before. So again, gold star.
Yeah.
I want to give him head, but I have no clue what to do. I assume penetration will be more straightforward as I'm used to that. Also, is this normal to be a late in life bisexual woman? I've heard of late in life gays and lesbians and even slept with a couple, but to start craving dick when you thought you were a lesbian for 4 decades? What the hell is going on?
Some special fella.
Like, yeah.
Why is she asking us if it's normal?
No, honest to God, though, this is the problem with labels, right? Is like people are like, I'm X, right? And then yes, that limits, and it, all of a sudden now their whole world has just collapsed because every other option is now off the table because they've labeled themselves. You know
I agree.
Mean? So you fucking like a guy. So fucking you're into him. Go ahead. And oh, by the way, you can't fuck it. 3 minutes on the internet and you can figure out how to get a blowjob.
Learn how to suck.
Yeah. It ain't that hard.
Let's just say this. You know,
he says with confidence.
Leave your teeth out of it. Right. That's all. No playful bites.
Just watch for the signs, right?
If there's no playful bites. Those aren't nipples.
Ow, ow, ow.
That's not a
nip. Yeah. Oh, and every guy likes it when you shove your finger up his ass while you're sucking his dick. So be sure to do that.
You might. That might be a little forward, right?
Fun with it. Guys are just happy to have a hand. Yeah, right. And interacted with.
They're not so tickled that a mouth is on his penis. He's not going to care.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And he's going to be thinking, I converted her.
Yeah, that's the prize.
Yes, yes, I did it.
Yeah, you should get him like a little gold star necklace as a gift.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
You know, like,
or draw a little gold star in the head of
my gold
face.
Star.
Bring a Sharpie along.
What are you doing down there? Oh, well, I'm just doodling. No, I'll be back at it in a second.
Doodling.
I'll be back down there in a second.
No, but good for you. I mean, like, yeah. Explore some shit. Leave a little. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Fuck.
And maybe it doesn't work out, but whatever. You had fun.
Exactly.
But you gave
Jack
it a shot.
Say try everything once.
Exactly.
Yes.
There you go. You guys are pros tonight.
Yeah. Suck cock.
Well, do it.
Try it. You'll like it. Jesus. I wonder if he's circumcised or not. That'd be weird. Like, what if you were a 40, whatever, you're a 50-year-old lesbian, you never saw a dick before, and it's like some like big uncircumcised monster.
Is that good or bad? I don't know.
It'd be might be frightening.
Yeah, it might be.
Well, she got no point of reference though. So
you know, some of those toys get pretty big and aggressive.
Well, that's true.
So I mean, most men's dicks aren't going to live up to like some of the technology.
Yeah, actually, that's what you ought to be worried about.
It's not going
to
vibrate.
Like, it's not going to vibrate, and it's not going to be some fucking huge ass dildo, right?
Yeah, so there's no Twin Peaks. There's no nothing's going to get in your ass while it's also in your vagina. Maybe his hand.
You just name a sex toy. What's that?
Yeah.
Twin Peaks. Okay.
No, I don't know what it's called. You know, but there's those ones that like it's not just a.
No, it should be called. That's really good. Yeah. It's either
Twin Peaks.
For those. Yeah, it's not on video, but you either look like you were trying to imitate a dildo or you were getting ready to express some anal glands. I couldn't tell which.
It was the anal gland hold.
Come here. Mitzi, get over here. Where are the downy paper? God damn it, I told you to get downy paper towels. These other ones aren't absorbent enough.
Oh, God.
All right, beautiful people. Well, this has been so much fun.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Good week.
Glad you're back in the American
last week's show, man. I listened to last week's show when I was in France. That was a good fucking show, man. I was like,
yeah,
that was good shit. I was actually like,
that was fun. Yeah.
It was indeed.
Indeed.
Fuck
all
you.
Right, everybody.
Send those tattoo ideas, kids.
Yep.
Yes. Support us on Patreon. Show your love.
Have you
with
thought
money.
Left or right ass cheek?
It's good. The last tattoo is on my left hip, so it's got to be my right ass cheek.
Okay, yeah. You want symmetry. Or something like that.
Symmetry's important.
This is a fucking bad idea.
It is. Really?
No, it's fine.
We gotta get away.
It's fucking great.
It's gonna be good.
Yeah, be good. We gotta lock this in fast before he really has second thoughts.
Yeah, okay, all right.
All right. Okay.
Bye.
How about those pirates?
The fucking pirates.
Yes.
They're great.
Man.
They have a chance this year to do something. Like I don't. I mean, I'm not thinking the World Series, but
this is the Lucy holding the fucking football, dude.
No. I'm not talking World Series contention, but mark my words, they're going to be a serious wild card.
You think they win 100 games?
No, 100 games is a lot of games, dude.
But I think they can win 85.
You're like 85, 88 games.
Really? That's all you need to win.
There's three wild cards. What's up? But like you know. That rookie pitcher for us, Jones, he looks really good. The two veterans we signed look good.
They're going to trade him for prospects.
Not this year. Mitch Keller, he's not that great, but he's okay. And Skeens, that number one overall draft pick from last summer, he's had two short starts in AAA, three-inning starts. And he's allowed one hit, one walk, and 11 strikeouts in six innings.
There's
he looks
always
good.
A buyer for hope, man.
Tim knows baseball.
I'm removed. I don't have any connection to the Pirates, other than I think you guys have one of the top five
It's great.
Baseball stadium is phenomenal. Everything about it, the way it's laid out, how you know how you feel when you walk in, the you know the amenities.
City looks
but the
great.
View,
yeah.
The view is there's I mean, what other stadiums can match the view?
I think it has been regularly been voted as the nicest ballpark, you know, overall because of that view.
It's beautiful, it's
spectacular. But Tim, you're a baseball man. You would agree that the Pirates look like they're improving. They're moving in a solid direction.
Everybody's shutting this shit up.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I was just thinking, Tim? Welcome to Atlas Park.
Tim?
No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
And now it's time.
Good night,
sorry,
everyone.
Sorry, Tim and Greg. Yeah, yeah.
99.
No, save us, Katie.
It is true. Like, even if you don't like baseball, go to a baseball game in Pittsburgh, and you'll get what it's about. Like, it is such a beautiful... like. And when I lived there, it was so easy to get seats like right behind home plate.
Yeah, still is.
The team's terrible.
And you look out, you see the bridge. I forget what street is it.
It's Roberto Clemente Bridge.
Roberto Clemente Bridge.
Yeah. Right. But it's is it Fifth Street? Is that
yeah, maybe.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
And then the cityscape, and then you've got the is it the Allegheny right there the other side? And you can walk down along it. It's fun. Now, I haven't been to the park in San Francisco,
why is AT&T Park? Tim?
Because he's on a Mac and we're not.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. So I've been to a lot. I mean, Fenway, obviously, I love Fenway. But even Fenway, it's just in the park. Like, it's not like you really have the view of the city.
No, it's a cool stadium. Yeah. It's not a overall. Yeah.
And it's very uncomfortable. Yeah.
It is.
The seats are very small and narrow. Yeah, it's not a comfortable stadium
to watch
a game.
They built that fucking thing in, like, 1906.
People were small.
Yeah. Right. They were like Katie size. Yeah, exactly. Katie would be perfectly comfortable.
If they lived, they were malnourished.
Yeah.
Tammy goes there. Tammy's fine. It's totally fine. But it's like, it makes Southwest Airlines seats seem like lazy boys. Yeah, for sure. And then the outfield seats don't face the home plate. They face like the other side of the outfield. Like you have to turn in your seat to see home plate.
Yeah.
Well, that's
a charm.
It's kind of stupid.
Yeah. It's not too bright. But Yankee Stadium is kind of, again, it's just like, you know,
And now Tim's going to tell us about all the baseball.
Well, I'm thinking like, I'm like, Camden Yards.
Camden Yards is nice.
Camden Yards is, I think, they're up there with Pittsburgh. Yeah. I think for sure.
Okay, well, let's end this.
Oh, I don't know. All right. Well,
please.
End it now.